Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Neil Diamond, Beck, and the late Johnny Cash all have something in common. They all called upon a versatile guitarist named Smokey Hormel to play on multiple records. This six-string sideman has also played with Tom Waits, the Dixie Chicks, and Justin Timberlake. But when Smokey embarked on his latest solo project, he didn't look to superstars. Instead, he delved into African pop from the 1950s and 60s. The upcoming album is called Smokey's Secret Family. And Smokey Hormel is here to give us a sneak preview. This song is called Cheri Akimi Ngai. Here's Smokey Hormel and the band live on Soundcheck. That is Smokey Hormel and his Secret Family, I guess we can call this band. The group playing live in our studio some music from Central Africa, mostly from the 50s and 60s. Cheri Akimi Ngai. Smokey, first of all, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Where specifically is this song from?
That last song, I believe, is from Congo, Belgian Congo, from the late 50s.
So this is really the beginning of a time when African, what we now call Afropop, was just getting started. How did you get into this music, and why now do a whole record of it?
Well, I first got into it, I was on tour with this rockabilly band in the early 90s called the Blasters, playing really loud, fast rockabilly. And I was leaving on tour, and my friend handed me a cassette. a mixtape he made, and had a bunch of this music on it. And it became like my solace and my own sort of secret thing. I would listen to it on my Walkman. Everyone else thought I was listening to Link Wray or Duane Eddy or surf music, but I was really listening to this stuff because it was really different from what I was used to. At that time, the music I was playing was, the guitar was very muscular and, you know, just full on.
Amps to 11 kind of thing.
Exactly. And with this music, the way that, especially the way the percussion is, it's very, the guitar can kind of float over the top, and it's just very sensual, and it really made me happy.
it also, I mean, a lot of what those guys were doing with the guitar in the Congo in the mid-century was coming out of Cuban music, and you have a kind, you've shown a distinct fondness for South American, Latin American music over the years.
Well, yeah, I was fortunate enough to meet Mauro Hifosco, who's playing Hibola, and other things here today, and we were in a band together called Fojo in the Dark.
Were? Still well, are, right?
I'm no longer with them, but they keep playing. They actually have a new record coming out, too. And we have two members from Fojo in the Dark here today, Davi Vieira and Mauro. But it was through Mauro that I really started to play with a lot more people who could play this kind of music, and I realized it was time to try, because it had been in the back of my mind for a long time, and I was like, okay, these are the guys that I think I can make this happen. So,
and having worked with everybody, it seems, over the course of your career, I mean, I had that list of names in the introduction, but when you started working with Beck, at some point you guys discovered this kind of mutual admiration society for Latin music.
Well, it was funny. We were on tour in Japan, and we went to the record store together, and we both ended up in the Brazilian section. And he pulled out a Jorge Ben record, and I was like, oh, I love Jorge Ben, because my father had been a big fan of Bossa Nova and knew some musicians in the early 60s. And so I had grown up listening to Jorge Ben, and so Beck was like, oh, you know Jorge Ben? So then we realized we both liked it. And then I actually helped him write a song, a Brazilian song called Dead, well, Brazilian-themed song called Dead Weight. I was trying to teach him how to play a Jorge Ben song, and he learned it his own way, and that turned into this song, Dead Weight. But yeah, it was great, because Beck really got me thinking about Brazilian music again. I had not forgotten about it, but it just wasn't something I had been listening to recently.
All right, now you've mentioned a couple of the percussionists who are here, Mauro and Davi. Gilmar Gomez also playing percussion. And Clark Gayton on tuba, Doug Weiselman playing reeds, and of course Smokey Hormel speaking with us and playing the guitar. So the album is called Smokey's Secret Family, and it's a lot of this music from the 50s and 60s. One of the great figures in this sort of early, this infant world music scene was a guy known as Grand Calle. It wasn't his real name, but this song, this next song comes from his band.
Yeah, Cabacele, Joseph Cabacele.
Joseph Cabacele, right.
He was really, you know, my knowledge of this music is a little sketchy, but his stuff is just wonderful. He always had great bands, and as soon as I heard this song, I thought, oh, this would be great to play on guitar, so this is our version of Makonzi Yamaboka.
All right. Once again, it's Smokey Hormel and the Secret Family live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That is Smokey Hormel and the band live in our soundcheck studio in their version of Makonsi Ya Mboka, a great tune from the Congolese band led by the guy known as Grand Kaye. This was kind of a proving ground for a lot of great musicians who would later be very important on the world music scene. And Smokey, let me ask you about the name of the album of the band, Smokey's Secret Family. First of all, the album comes out on September 15th, but why that name?
Well, at the time that I was putting this together, my wife and I were sitting around talking about, well, what would be a good band name? And we had a friend over who just found out that her uncle, through her whole adult life, had had a secret family. And then some other guy I knew, it turned out, also had like a whole secret family that his family didn't know about, like with kids and the whole bit. And it was just this weird coincidence, like there was all this stuff. It was the synchronicity.
This wasn't in Utah by any chance.
No, the guy was in L.A., and this woman was, her family was up in upstate New York. But anyway, it was just very funny. My wife said, oh, why don't you call your band Smokey's Secret Family? And I was like, that's a good name.
Okay.
And because also just the thing about having a secret, you know, here I was playing with Johnny Cash, or in the studio with the Dixie Chicks, and then on the breaks I'd go out to my car and be listening to this stuff. So it was sort of like my own secret, you know.
So that's Smokey's Secret Family. Your real, the Hormel family, this is the meat company, right?
That's the unsecret family.
That's the unsecret family. Your grandfather invented Spam?
Yes, my grandfather invented Spam, and
So when Monty Python, anytime anybody airs that Monty Python episode where they do the Spam skit, do you guys get royalties for that?
I wish. No, no, not really. In fact, my family was not in the business anymore when I was born, so this was really ancient history. But I've grown up with it my whole life. You know, it's one of those things. I used to play for a month. I was in the band Canned Heat, and they threatened to change the name to Canned Meat. And they wanted to nickname me Magic Spam.
Uh-huh. As if Smokey wasn't odd enough. Where does that name come from, Smokey?
Back in the 80s, I was in a Western swing band, and we all had nicknames, and Smokey just seemed to be appropriate, and it stuck. It was one of those things. They just started calling me Smokey one day, and it just stuck.
The guy from the meat family. We'll call him Smokey.
Yeah, exactly.
Has a sort of appropriate quality to it. All right, so you did the Western swing. We've talked about Latin music, playing with Beck and Johnny Cash, the African music here. Is there anything you can't or won't play on the guitar?
There's a lot. I mean, I'm actually very limited, but I think the reason I get called a lot to work is that I like to play with good singers and good songs. And what I think my strength as a musician is I'm a good accompanist. So, for example, with Johnny Cash, the whole key was he was very sick at the time, so it was supporting him without overpowering him, but yet leaving enough space for him to really shine. So that's sort of what I try to do musically. I don't think of myself as being a great guitar player. I think of myself more as being a lover of music, and I just try and do what needs to be done to deliver the song.
So in the case of songs that most Americans have never heard before, does that give you a little more latitude? I mean, this next song you're going to play us out with, El Ritmo Novelty?
Yes, that's, this is just your basic cha-cha-cha. As you said before, Cuban music was very popular in Africa. It wasn't really until the 60s that rock and roll and American pop music started getting played there. Before that, it was really Cuban music that they were listening to. And so this song is kind of an expression of that.
All right, the band is going to play us out with this excerpt, which comes from the album Smokey's Secret Family by Smokey Hormel. The album comes out on September 15th, and the band will be doing a record release show on Saturday, September 19th, at the Club Barbez in Park Slope, Brooklyn. But here, one final time, Smokey Hormel and Smokey's Secret Family. Thank you. That'll do it for Soundcheck today. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer, Gisele Regatau. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.